Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to some headlines, you rascals, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. As the Miami Heat, they beat the LA Clippers yesterday, 140-127, absolutely smoked them, embarrassed the Clippers, who stink. Should be a good week for the Heat if they can TCB the way they should. Although I think the Mavericks have won a lot after that game. I think they've won a couple. So AD, I think, had 30 yesterday. He's finally back playing street clothes. You know what he's going to be doing? He's going to be trying to flirt with the Heat tomorrow. He's like, hey, come get me. Mm-mm. Don't think so, dude. Yesterday, Davion Mitchell. A lot of great games yesterday by the starters. It was great to see all the starters play well together.
Everybody, like, it was crazy, right?
Tyler Hero hit one from Biscayne Bay, dude.
And then for some reason, Bam mysteriously thought he could do it.
Well, he was 5 for 6. He was feeling it. He was feeling it yesterday. He had a monster game. He saw Zubac and he goes, not today, Zoo. Sorry. Davion Mitchell, this was fun. Yesterday in the locker room, Leroy, as he was getting dressed, or as Norm Powell was getting dressed, he was just shouting at Davion Mitchell, first team. First team.
First team. I think the beginning of the game, I just think that we were active on both ends of the floor. I think that we kind of made it hard for James, just kind of made it tough for him. My teammates was kind of in the gaps, and everyone was in the backside. I just feel like everyone was active defensively. They kind of started up our offense.
You call that? That's a good teammate, Norm Powell. I'm telling you, this dude deserves his respect as a defender.
Who?
Davion. Like, I hope he gets. I hope they see what he's doing.
What about Wiggins?
Oh,
don't
Wiggins.
You can't listen. You cannot say anything about Wiggins.
Why not?
You trashed him.
That's my guy, Maple Jordan.
Oh my goodness, dude. Minus one.
The true number.
Minus
22.
One for fraudulence.
No.
Minus one. We're not going to continue the show until you acknowledge.
Minus one.
Thank you.
Leroy, how many times have we done this?
Yeah, how many times I got to answer for my crimes?
I am someone who would love for him to answer for his crimes.
He doesn't.
But he's not going to stop.
No.
And we're
going
to have the same situation where we're going to have the
Another
entire
player.
Segment just talking about this and trying to prove that he's a fraud, and he's not going to.
You know who your rat's off your ship on now?
Who?
Jovic.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That's my guy.
Okay. Yesterday.
Wait. When? Don't beat the baby blues at me. When the trade deadline comes,
yeah,
don't all of a sudden offer up Jovic.
Nasty. They really, this guy plays reckless.
Don't deflect.
I'm not going to give up Jovic. I love Jovic.
Dude, wait.
I don't want to trade anybody.
Wait. Wait. Here it comes. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let me be you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's you.
Hey! Peter Pan, you got to give something to get something.
Well, you do.
Stop it. You guys live in a dream world. You live in Peter Pan world.
That is how trades work, except for getting Norman Powell, because they gave up nothing to get Norman Powell, and he's
amazing.
No,
but again, again, up until this point, Jovic has been
that's my guy
off limits.
Yeah, it's
okay,
my guy.
Okay. Well, for the right player, your guy.
Well, for the right player, I mean, you know, I think I have a very high limit on what the right player is. Like, I'm not trading for Zion or something like that. But, you know, if Giannis is sick of Milwaukee, you know, it's things you got to give to get.
Oh, you're the worst.
After cleaning out his Instagram?
You know, but that's my guy. I'm not getting rid of him.
What does that mean? Can somebody tell me that he cleaned out his Instagram?
He cleaned out his Instagram. It doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing there. He wiped it.
Maybe it on zero, or he just removed everything that had the Bucks.
Maybe it was tired of getting hit up on Instagram or whatever.
No, he wiped his entire Twitter back to 2021.
Twitter. But Instagram is what they were saying.
No, why? He might have done it on. I think he's done Twitter. I think he's done Instagram before. That's not new, but. He's apparently gotten rid of all Bucks related stuff. That's what was said. But it's the Twitter that everybody's freaking out about.
So why does 13 out? Posts?
Because he erased 4 years of history.
Maybe he just wanted a clean slate.
Maybe.
I don't know why. Why do we treat life like a soap opera?
He kept the Brazil pictures with his jersey.
Okay. I don't understand why. We're really getting.
They lost to the Wizards.
We're really getting up in our feelings because Giannis.
Well, Giannis definitely came into the season. It seems ready to move on, and then, dude,
he signed the extension though.
He signed it last year. An extension. You know what that means with superstars? They don't give a rat's ass.
They don't care.
But dude,
they signed an extension so they could get another year. They still can get out.
They lost to Marvin Bagley III. I didn't even know he was still in the league. CJ McCollum. The Wizards had 2 wins going into last night. 2.
Yeah, that's it?
That's it. And they lost to them.
You know what's going to happen, right? Giannis, he just cleaned up his Twitter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Got rid of all the Bucks stuff. You know they coming for my ass.
Oh, no, Doc.
Doc, I'm going to tell you what. You come over here if you want. I'm spilling the beans on all y'all. All y'all. Nah, I'm working. You actually expect me to win? You traded the whole team for a guy who played 12 seconds.
They wiped off a $50 million player to bring in Miles Turner. It's just not working.
Miles Turner, but Miles Turner is an add-on.
He's a nice player.
He can't be. Yeah. He can't be a person you depend on.
Right.
That you count on.
Yeah,
he's a plus one. Like, he's going to periodically, he's going to just go out and dominate. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, he's going to get his 10 to 15 points and get rebounds and kind of be a deterrent. That's it. When have you ever heard any team say, as long as we got Miles Turner, we got a chance to win?
But anyway, I've always been a Wiggins guy. And I'm especially a 2025, 2026 Wiggins
bit.
Guy.
Stop it.
You know?
By the way.
Silent assassin.
Hey,
Andrew Wiggins.
By the way.
What?
Oh. They tripping.
What?
I'm just not sure.
Not getting the pizza deal you want?
No. I didn't know why I didn't get the Heat win.
Did you put the code
should always get Heat win.
I did.
Heat win is the most sacred part of a win.
I did.
You know what else we got? Free Chick-fil-A. Missed free throws yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you have the Chick-fil-A app, which I do not.
I don't have the Chick-fil-A app.
You should get it.
You know what I had? I got a sausage, egg, and cheese from Chick-fil-A. Got to tell you.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
They have good breakfast?
Yeah, not bad.
You put chicken on it? Is that the thing?
No, they have sausage. They do, I think, turkey sausage, I think, which is, I don't care about that. That's fine.
Don't fight now.
Yeah. Why are they fighting after the game? Oh, they fighting because their quarterback got blowed up.
Yeah, he did.
Let me tell you something. Last time I got hit like that,
yep.
When I came through, they said, how many fingers am I holding up?
What'd you say?
Hmm?
What'd you say?
No. You want to know the actual conversation?
Yeah.
So the trainer comes over, right? I looked up. I don't know how long it was, but I looked up and it looked like the whole stadium was taking my picture because you see the little. So I knew I was jacked up. And now what you learn is when you get messed up, don't try to get up and be a tough guy. Because I've seen guys go to the wrong bench. I've seen guys, our fullback went and got in the wrong team's huddle. We're like, Chuck, you not okay, dude. And they laughing, we laughing. So I'm on the ground. I'm still holding the football. The one time I didn't fumble, I think because my body locked up around the football. Freddie comes over. Freddie's the trainer.
Okay.
Leroy, they ask you some, you know, basic questions. They ask you ridiculous questions. Do you know who hit you? And I looked up. Freddie, if I'd have known who hit me, I would have got the hell out of his way. Clearly, I didn't see him. And he goes, he's all right.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. Put him out there.
Yeah. So I went to the sideline, and then my buddy Harold and Robert, because I don't know, Robert wasn't playing, but he was at the game. And they go, I'm Batman. You're like waving towels and give me a Caesar salad. I mean, like.
Just messing with you?
Yes. Yes.
Concussions.
Yes.
They're like, laughing matter these days.
Like, I just don't. I mean, and you know, I think we were all kind of ignorant of what was going on, right? Because now they banned smelling salts. You can bring your own, but they're not going to supply them.
That's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Right. I'm like,
bring my own.
Well,
so what do you do? You just give the equipment guy $100, be like, hey, get us as many as this will get us?
No. You could go to a drugstore and get it.
Yeah. Remember, somebody wouldn't let us do the bit.
Yeah.
I better be in the meeting today. No fun bits.
So, yeah. It was crazy.
I was wondering this. Does Devon Achant, does he have to get the line of present when he gets to 1,000 yards? Is that the barometer? What is when do you have to buy the O-line gifts?
Not when you get 1,000 yards.
Is it lead the
league? You play 17 games.
Lead
Dude,
the league?
That's like 60 games.
They made a big deal out of it.
If you lead the league or if you
– What's grounds?
Sometimes if you make a Pro Bowl.
Oh, okay.
I did something when I made a Pro Bowl.
Made a Pro Bowl. You got – what did you get them?
It's like watches or something. I don't remember. But, yeah, that's stuff like that. If you make the Pro Bowl, because then they're you know, responsible for that. I think I might even take some guys with me.
You taking them to Hawaii?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
But some of them, we had 7 Pro Bowlers that year.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Bless you, Jennifer.
So, yeah. Achan is CMC light. No, he's not. He's so much faster than Christian McCaffrey. And you guys need to get over the fact that size makes you run tough. Right?
See,
you can be a physical runner and be small.
If Danilovsky would have said
that,
if Danilovsky would have said he's dangerous, I would have been fine with it,
dude.
I would have been fine with it.
Are we back to
this? No, I'm not going to do it again. I'm just saying, like,
you literally picked the one guy at all of ESPN who never says anything controversial.
The most positive.
Do you understand?
Like the nicest person,
nicest, most positive guy.
Sick of him, dude.
Why? Too positive?
Are you sick of him?
Too positive?
It's an inaccurate description. You analyze football. Don't call the Dolphins something they're not. Unless you want to use a specific player.
Wait. Can I ask you a question? Did you not do this with the Heat last year when they won 37 games?
I did think they were dangerous at one point.
What are you doing?
I did think they were dangerous.
Minus one. Give yourself a minus one. You did the same thing.
Minus one.
Oh.
Fraud.
Oh. Toby can find the petty. And it's not even petty, though. He's being – how can you be petty towards positive? Isn't petty a negative thing?
He found
thing?
A way.
Really?
Yes. You found a way to be petty towards positive.
I really disliked the game this week. Didn't enjoy it.
It wasn't a good game. But I'd rather be miserable and win than miserable and lose.
On offense. Like, the defense
offense.
Played great.
The defense.
Megan Fitzpatrick's balling.
The biggest improvement on this team from the first week of the season to now is the damn defense.
Defensive
when
line.
When you start a season by not forcing a punt in 11 quarters.
I take umbrage with the description of the team. That's it. Not that they, if he would have said
stop,
improved.
Stop.
Dolphins are coming along.
Let it go, man.
Accurate.
You have dangerous. Literally, do you understand?
So
you
silly.
Have literally gone after the single-handed, most positive guy on ESPN.
He don't yell. Nope. He don't do a Stephen A. He don't tell people about themselves. He's very positive. He's fun to listen to. Man, right?
It's he
a
is
breath,
fun.
It's a breath of fresh air. That
it's different.
This guy.
But it has its limits.
It's toxic air for Tobin.
It is toxic. It's, you know, he's, what are the kids say? He's gaslighting
Wait,
me.
Too much chemicals in the air for him.
Could I have said that to what you did to me last year with the Heat?
You did say that.
I didn't use the term gaslighting. I think I like that one more. Because I'm like, you got to be kidding me. They had 37 wins.
This team's dangerous.
Right. And you, hey, wait. This you team's the guy,
dangerous.
You said Heat in five. They didn't win 1 minute of
Not like this team, dude. This team's dangerous.
Okay, this team is, yes.
Dangerous.
We're not talking about the same stuff that you did last year with the Heat. He does with everybody. And you tell him, shut up. You're too positive.
You can't watch that game and tell me that's what you think. You can't. He watched one A-chan run. He goes, oh, A-chan, pretty good. Okay.
You think he doesn't watch more than that?
It's a lot of games to watch. I wouldn't even fault him if he said, hey, guys.
Let's see. You know how many games I watch a week?
How many? You listen to one like it's the 50s.
Yeah, but I have the app. I can watch all the games. I watch probably five games.
And you're listening to the Browns. Yeah. Why are you leaning away from the mic, by the way?
I don't know.
So he won't hit his teeth anymore.
That's true.
Listen, you can't talk about somebody hitting your teeth.
Hitting yes, your I teeth. Can, because my teeth are in my mouth.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins taking on the Jets this week. Game Day Uncensored will come your way 9 a.m. this Sunday morning. Get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Fins are off today. They'll be back at practice tomorrow as they get ready for the Jets. A game I'm sneakily worried about. I know I should, you know, such a dangerous team. I don't, you know, you'd think you would not be, but a little bit.
Don't say that next to Vlad.
What?
Sometimes.
That's how I feel.
You got to be forceful.
Where did you get that Wendy's, dude?
For someone who has a hole in his mouth,
yeah, that's not
nothing
stop.
Is stopping
him. You got 26
him.
Teeth in your mouth. If you're missing one, chew with the other 25.
You didn't answer my question.
Huh?
You didn't answer my question.
So, okay, no, wait, no. No, so no, he's going to come in here and start blaming people.
No. Listen.
They brought in Wendy's for other stations that are not here.
Nobody's
right now,
here.
And he got mad that it wasn't for us. So he went to forcefully take away the Wendy's.
Yeah.
Who is the Wendy's for?
All the stations where nobody's here.
And Power.
That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Right.
It doesn't make any
exactly.
sense.
Exactly. So I'm like, we're the only ones
but
here.
But why are you so aggressive, Leroy?
I wasn't aggressive.
You're being aggressive right now.
I'm not being. I'm just saying.
He makes a great point.
Clearly nobody else is here.
Okay, Leroy, but that maybe
there's
someone got
17
that
bags.
Up.
17 bags of Wendy's.
Leroy.
And they go,
you are
no,
taking
that's
it
not
out
you,
on
that's
a very nice woman.
Because I'm tired of being on the bottom of the totem pole for everything.
That's not her fault.
What'd you get?
You're
I didn't get mad at
her.
No, I didn't.
What'd you get, though?
Jesus.
Chicken tenders.
Oh, tendies.
Because they have tendies. the new strips.
I know.
Wait. Did you not say you wanted some?
Yeah, that doesn't mean I want to go fight for it.
I didn't fight for it.
You looked like
fight
you
for,
were.
I was there
you
with.
You took it from her well, hands.
I was there with reason.
What you should have done okay, is just.
I'm like, listen, you have. You want to give this to all the other stations? That's great. Nobody's here. We're the only ones here. Be nice to us. We're all you got.
Oh, my God, Leroy. But you are saying it to the one
point.
Person.
No, I said it to the salesperson.
Oh,
I didn't say
Terry?
It to her. No, not Terry. When they came over and said, oh, here's the, like. Yeah, okay. We know we don't have the read. We don't get nothing from it. Just give us a couple of tendies.
Show up the tendies on the computer.
You're not.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Hey,
wow.
I'm working. Listen. Wow. I'm the one?
You're very aggressive right
I'm
now.
I'm not very aggressive.
Yeah, no, he
hold
said
on, let's see.
There's been a lot of hostility on
when
the show
these signature sauce.
I'm not hostile.
Honey mustard.
As Dan Orlovsky.
Honey mustard could kick rocks.
Hey, listen. I'm not going to hear anything from you. You ripped McLaren to holy hell for all they tried to do was double their odds of winning the F1 Cup.
No, everybody has two drivers.
Seems like a sound strategy to me.
Everybody has two drivers.
Yeah, but why is she getting at me? Like she didn't just shred a car company.
Is he talking to me?
Yes.
Is he talking to me?
You hosed down McLaren.
Not as bad as you hosed down Dan Orlovsky.
He was inaccurate.
He was being positive.
You called him a beanstalk of positivity. You said that he shoots rainbows out of his ass.
Sunshine.
Yes. Either way. So I was kind to McLaren compared
who
to what you did to Dan. Who
says
something like that?
You should have just said that you were a DJ for the beach. They would have known.
Huh?
You should have just said you were the DJ
for the
beach. Oh,
they would have known. They would have known. There's no way Leroy.
Coming at you, a little Elton John.
No.
And he sings over the song.
There you go. See? Now all of a sudden they give
nah,
it a
they
you got mad
the,
at me
the
because I didn't.
Love.
No, I got mad at you and your hostility.
There.
Got some for you, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you. But that was. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chico.
That's
appreciate
funny.
That. Both of you need to grow
I just
up.
Got to chew right.
Stop with the tooth. I'm begging.
It's so
I'm begging.
It's really gnarly.
It's really insane.
Listen.
You're going to get you know what? We'll let whenever we have a hockey guy on next, you're going to get that respect for going through life.
No, that's only hockey guys only and you only get respect if you're missing a front tooth.
I don't think that's true. I think if it's any
according
tooth.
To Twitter, it is your front tooth.
Ooh, so then do I get my props since my front tooth is fake?
Yeah? Why?
I got
how
four
did you lose
front,
your front
fake
tooth?
Front
oh, you
teeth.
Weren't here that day, Tobin.
No, I wasn't. What
no,
happened?
No, you weren't.
She was lying.
I was not lying. Well, I was lying, but not about this one.
You farted too hard?
No, I got a shuffleboard puck to the face. Why? I'm so glad that you think that's funny.
It is funny. It's objectively funny if you get hit with a shuffleboard puck.
A shovel? Wait, that's plastic, right?
Now he's out here laughing.
No,
at you
it's not.
How did
plastic.
That did it ricochet?
So the story goes that we were playing in the pool. I was like 6 years old. We were playing in the pool with my cousins, and my cousin, we were skidding shuffleboard pucks across the water. Oof. And it was my turn, and she thought it was a bright idea to skid the shuffleboard puck at me, and then it bumped up and hit me in the face.
Yikes.
And then this tooth is
incredible. Wouldn't that have been a baby tooth, though?
It wasn't. It was already a permanent tooth.
Wow.
So, yeah, I have a cap on it, like just like Leroy.
Early. Just like Leroy.
Just like Leroy, but I'm more hardcore because mine is in the front of my stop.
Mike McDaniel, here's him on Tua, you know?
First and foremost, as the quarterback of the team, his job is to lead us to victory. And there's so many things that go into that. And we're always looking at You know, I think to admit, and I'd admit too, it wasn't his best game.
Oh,
and so you're trying to find why and correlates and improve it so that he can have his best game when his best game's required, and we can continue to win. There's, you know, different things that we work on week in, week out. Ultimately, you know, he's trying to improve his performance. You know, we're trying to improve how we coach him, and collectively as a team, you know, we're trying to win football games. And if 300 yards passing is necessary for that, that's what we're going to have to lean on and expect and coach him to do so. If 150 yards can get the W, you know, he's in a true leadership position where you're National Football League as a starting quarterback. You were going to get held accountable by anybody and everybody that has a set of eyes week in, week out. Sometimes you're going to play well relatively to your other games, and that's awesome as long as it includes a win.
Dangerous team, he said, Dan Orlovsky. Dangerous.
You know what's dangerous? Having to listen to Mike McDaniel for that long.
It really is.
And you do it to us constantly.
Well, it hurts.
The head coach has got words to say on football. You don't want to hear his words?
Mm. Not for – that was like 90 seconds.
Yep. That's short for him.
Of how Tua was playing?
Yep.
It was a question about Tua.
It was a question about Tua. You're right. You know? But I don't know. Maybe I'm being too hostile about the game. Maybe it was Tua making the first down showboating move after he was 2 yards shy.
Is, you know what when I think about that, who I think of? JaVale McGee shooting the ball, shooting it from half court with 12 seconds left, or
the Swaggy P shimmy.
Yeah, the Swaggy P shimmy.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll take a break. Mixed bag coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's that part of the show where we like to mix it on up and dive into various things going on in the sports landscape. We like to refer to this as the mix bag, which we will hop into any moment now. Mix bag. All right. By the way, Rockville returns to Daytona International Speedway May 7th through the 10th. If you guys like Rage Dwarf or Blood of the Stingray, Guns N' Roses, Godsmack, Foo Fighters, My Chemical Romance, Gnome Fang, and a whole lot more, well, we got a chance for you guys to win a pass for all 4 days. Just text the word Daytona to 20357. That's Daytona to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. And tickets are also available at WelcomeToRockville.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive, especially when you're driving to Rockville.
It's a great time, man.
It is. Well, I've never
With
been.
All those bands you mentioned?
Rockville. Great. Yep. Gnome Fang.
What was the other one?
Blood of the Stingray.
Blood of the Stingray.
Yep.
I've heard them before and they're good.
Yep. They're great. They're great. Anyway, let's get to the mixed bag. We'll start off with a good boy, Aaron Ekblad. This is him on where the uneven play of the Panthers has been so far. Here's what he had to say.
I think just experience through the playoffs and through regular seasons now where we've had to battle and we've been kind of near the top of the league in different years. So we have a lot of experience in these situations. We rely on our coaching staff to draw out a plan for us every single day. And then obviously that long-term view as well. And we trust in it. And yeah, like I said, unbothered and bothered at the same time is a great way to approach games and get to our mojo. Like we know we have it.
Got to get our mojo back according to handsome Aaron Ekblad, and a good boy.
He's a very good boy.
He also said at the press conference at practice that Brad Marchand is carrying the Panthers. This is what Marshy had to say on Ecky's love.
Yeah, I also appreciate him saying that. I don't think that's the case. No, you know, nobody wins this league without a full group and. Yeah, you know, we just have a lot of depth, and I think you're seeing that right now with the guys that are out, different guys stepping up, and but obviously, like playing with Lundy and Lucy, we just feel so comfortable together as a line, and just the way we connect and can read off each other, we have a lot of fun out there. So it's great that we were able to pick back up where we left off as a line, and just continue to build on that. You know, obviously, it's unfortunate what happened to Lucy. You know, obviously feel really bad and just such a freak accident, but, you know, luckily he's okay and he'll be back soon.
Yeah, can't wait to see him back on the finish line. Love those guys working together. They've found a real chemistry with one another.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Brad Marchand carrying the Cats right now. They need it tonight, taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. You guys can hear that right here on FM 104.3. WQM, Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay on the call. And we got Kane's Hoops on the AM dial tonight, so tune into that. Joe Zagacki will call all the action with Kane's and Ole Miss. Get that for you as Jay Lucas, the Jay Lucas era. They beat Georgetown this weekend. Beat them down. So taking out some blue bloods. Jay Lucas already in his time as Kane's head coach. Tell you one thing, bet he doesn't pull a Lane Kiffin. Well, hopefully not. This was paid? What?
And get paid?
Well, this
Lane Kiffin is the only he has failed forward more than anybody, right?
He really exits poorly.
He exits poorly, but he never like failed up, failed down. He's always gone up.
I mean, is going to Alabama FAU was that up? I mean, it was coach.
Head coach.
I guess.
And he went from FAU to...
Usually that job gets you Georgia.
Think of his jobs, though.
And then he did go from the Raiders to Tennessee. Like, that's not failing up.
I mean, still getting paid.
I understand you're getting paid.
Tennessee's a big-time job.
Not bigger than the Raiders.
So, this is his jobs. Raiders.
Yep.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Rehab.
Nope. USC.
Oh, USC.
Rehab.
Rehab
FAU, Ole Miss, LSU.
Yep.
Now, FAU was just to come hang out in Boca.
Doesn't sound like failing up. That sounds like you're trying to party.
Right. He just didn't want to, you know, it sounds like he just didn't want to deal with Nick Saban.
Understandable. This is what he had to say on trying to get Ole Miss to let him coach.
We tried every possible thing for a long time the other night and into the morning. As you saw, the team meeting announcement get pushed back because we were trying to get that done. And I'm very grateful for the chancellor there and Keith Carter, you know, that they listened. We presented a plan how that could be done and give the players there the best chance to win in the playoffs. And at the end of the day, that's their decision. And I respect that and made a good point. You know, that may make sense to everybody outside why the best thing was to keep us all together for the playoffs, and may make sense to all the national media why that makes sense to do that. But, you know, like he said, he has to live there. And I totally respect that, and I respect their decision and so appreciative for them.
That is, you know, that is a thing because, like, you're going to leave. And so you better win. Like, you got to win the whole damn thing.
You say Kiffin is using this Tobin press conference voice. Yes. If he makes this move, he better win at LSU because how close is he to winning with Ole Miss and he's leaving that?
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. He also said that he received advice in all of this.
It was a really difficult decision. And when you're in those difficult decisions and you're torn, very torn, back and forth, and there's multiple options, you know. There were really, you know, four different places, you know, that we had to think about in this. Ooh. And I just talked to them, and then it really was apparent to, I felt like everybody that I talked to outside of the state that I was in all basically said the same thing, okay? They all said, man, you are going to regret it if you don't take the shot and you don't go to LSU. It's the best job in America. It's the best resources and to win it. And it's obviously been done here before by a number of people. And, you know, Pete Carroll, really, he told me, you know, that he always told my dad that he'd look out for me. And so when we were talking, he really channeled him, at, you know, from knowing him for so long. And he said this is exactly what he would do. He would tell you, boy, go get it. Go for it. And, you know, Coach Saban kind of coached at another place in this conference, so I can't really say exactly what he said, but I'll say I think the world of Coach Saban, and I respect him, and so there's a reason I'm here.
Now, can I just say this?
Yep.
That man said a whole bunch of nothing when all it could have been was this. I decided the best chance for me to win a national championship was going to LSU, which so many people have said, have since been fired. But so many people have said they think LSU gives you a better chance of winning a national championship. What makes it hard is when Ole Miss comes out and says, we'll give you the same amount of money and you're almost there now. The way college football is, you can't tell me they couldn't possibly have won it this year.
Yeah. I get
and
you.
So, like, a bird in the hand kind of thing, like you are here. I think a lot of these coaches don't look into the future. They see what they have now.
They like creating.
They see what they have now. And is it going to be easy to retool at Ole Miss or easy to retool at LSU? So, I don't know. Like, just say, yeah, I decided to go to LSU. End of discussion. That's what I decided. That's what I'm doing what I think is best for me. We can live with that. But to say you got all this advice from other people, because I'm more than sure all those other people told you, hey, calm down when you were running rip shot through all of the rest of the country.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Miami Dolphins, they've won three in a row. Aaron Brewer, not looking at the standings, though. Taking it one week at a time.
That's the biggest thing. You know, that's been my message every week. I'm not worried about what we just did this past week or what's in the future, because those two things I can't control anymore. And so it's literally what's going on right now in the present this week and controlling what we can control. And if we do that each and every week, each and every day, and telling where we can be just from how things going now, you know. So we just taking it 1 week at a time and just got our mindset on that 1-0 mentality.
Beautiful coach speak. Beautiful. Snap it long. Snap it true.
I was trying to think, did I use coach speak? Nah, not really. I think one.
Did you ever say we got to be 1-0 this week?
No. But somebody said, hey, Pittsburgh said such and such and such and such. I said, well, we play them on Sunday. Who cares? Like, I don't know. Would you want me to respond to that? So, yeah.
Man, Pittsburgh seems like a mess right now.
Look at Duval. Are you going to be back on the bandwagon?
No,
if they go?
Absolutely not. Never.
Never?
Never. You hired Urban Meyer, you're dead to me.
Huh?
You hire Urban Meyer, you're dead to me.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Them's the rules.
I got you.
I'm just going to be here with my dangerous Dolphins.
He's not going to get over
He's
it.
He's not going to get over it. Like,
it's going to be a whole week of this.
You have found a way to pick on the nicest people on planet Earth.
People?
Dan Orlovsky is, like, what has he done? He's positive about everything.
Lying. That's what he's done. Lying to the people. That's what he's done.
Somebody just said, I'm a fan of two-way players. What are you, Sioux Falls?
Oh, because he was talking about Bam. He says, never been out on Bam. How could you be?
Right.
But I tell you one thing. I love when Bam goes up against somebody that made all defense when he did not last year.
He gets that
He's
look.
He's coming in pissed.
My favorite is when he pulled up because three over him the first two times. Didn't Bam start 3 for 3?
Yeah. No, he was like, I love that when he had, because look, Bam is like the ultimate team guy. He does everything right. You know, he sometimes takes too much of a backseat. We've all given him the critique on it.
Yeah.
But when he comes in with the, you know, red eyes, like, bing, ready to go after you, whoof, woof, blowing past him like, woof, crazy. Anyway, take a break. One guy, he got to rub in a little petty last night. Back after this.
Wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly 2 decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.